Hello everyone, Gabriel here. I am really just trying to give an update on how this year has been. 2025 has been a transformative year for me on so many different levels, but especially in the weight loss category. There's a lot to be excited for and a lot to really dive into, so I'm hoping you'll like this update, and I'm hoping to do a good job recording this for my future self in general. First up, I can report that today is December 31st, 2025, the last day of 2025, and I weighed in at 307.5. which is 171 pounds below what I weighed in at the start of the year, which was 479 pounds. So I have really crossed two digits on the first number of the weight, and I am excited to cross into another one soon. That'll be very exciting to be in the 200s and really try to crawl down as I progress through the year. Of course, that puts me at a total 268 pounds lost total, which is a pretty remarkable thing. My highest was about 570, almost 580 when you really think about it. And yeah, it was really hard to be that big. I can honestly say I never want to be that big again. Not ever. This wasn't something I just randomly decided to do. This has been a lot of preparation. I read a lot of self-help books. I was trying to work on the emotional background. And that was a big part of 2024, really was trying to analyze my problems and understand it. But I think 2025 was great because it allowed me to actually talk about all these different aspects of the problem. I'm very grateful for the fact that I've been able to successfully do this journey because it has been very difficult, I can say. I can say it is draining, I can say it is challenging, but thankfully it's also quite rewarding, which is why I feel somewhat obligated to share as much as I can, although I will certainly admit it is not easy to do. So we should really go to the start of this year, start of 2025, and really just try to talk about where I was, you know, where I had already gotten the help of my personal trainer, Zach, at A Foot Above Fitness, and it's been going great. You know, he's a very helpful teacher, and honestly, it was very great to have that accountability, to have somebody that on some level you try not to disappoint in some ways, you know, that extra buffer. And I think for myself, I told someone lately at the gym that it's like, I think by roping someone into the process, it helps you get out of your head a little bit, and it's not just about you anymore. You're really focusing on doing it for other people. Maybe some people aren't terribly motivated to lose weight for a trainer or a spouse or whatever, but to me it was very helpful to have, you know, somebody checking in on a regular basis and like discussing how things are going, talking about challenges I'm going through. And there are just so many ways in which it really does help. And for me, the thing that made the biggest difference at the start was really just working through how do I build mobility from scratch, because last year in 2024, I basically hit a dead end. My mobility was entirely shot. I was already starting to limp. Walking was incredibly difficult, so much to the point that building up to that point where I was still limping due to my excessive size, that really was hard. It made getting anywhere a challenge. And through 2024, most of my mission was I was just trying to go to the pool twice a week to get some exercise in, but I hadn't tackled diet and I hadn't tackled any of these things. And the nice thing is that by seeking out help from a personal trainer, that helped me get the diet under control, which really was the final piece of the puzzle that made everything work and why this year has gone so successfully. And things started out so well at the end of 2024 and the start of 2025. I came up with this ambitious target that I would lose 200 pounds this year. And while 171 pounds is certainly short of 200, I feel happy to at least say I am close enough. I'm, you know, over 80% of the way there. Overall, I'm very happy to have made the progress I've made. But at the start of this year, a lot of this had to do with uncertainty. I set this ambitious target to push myself hard. I wanted to make sure that I was pushing hard to be on track to meet that target. Now, I think one of the lessons I've learned throughout this year is that it is important to be more process than results focused. So it is better not to focus on how much pounds am I losing this week, how much of my pounds am I losing this month, but more is it, am I doing the right things? Am I meal prepping? Is my appetite under control? Am I taking care of myself? You know, all those different questions. Those are now the things I am focused on more in this year coming up. But at the time, at the start, it was just like, I need to really, you know, push as hard as I could. And that was the metric I was using to guide my decision making. Because if I felt like I needed to tighten things further, I would look at the charts and be like, well, I'm losing this much weight. Am I doing okay? Is that enough? You know, and is that enough is a hard question to answer, I'll definitely say, especially when starting out, when it's like you don't feel the benefits early on, when you're going through what I would say the hardest part of the journey, where you're trying to transform your life into something that is entirely unfamiliar. There are so many habits you need to build. There are so many changes, at least in my circumstance, where I was so far gone and, you know, basic mobility was a challenge, as well as, you know, other life skills were serious issues, that building those from the ground up was very, very challenging and very demoralizing. It's very hard to face that you struggle with so many basic things and then try to move forward, try to make the small progress. And it is going to be small and slow. And that's really the hardest part of it, is that it's so grueling at the start. And there's basically, you know, very little to show for it. You know, I feel like some of the most important changes I made was in the early days, because now here I am at the end of 2025. And to me, weight loss feels way easier than it did at the start. Now it feels like I have built up a set of skills that allow me to really just change my body how I want. Not, you know, instantly. It still takes time. It still takes effort. It's still, you know, it's still a challenge. And I certainly notice when I have more pressure in my life that it definitely makes it more complicated. But as far as day to day, there's no guesswork. I'm just doing the plan that I had, you know, kind of put together in the process of learning these skills, building these rhythms is what I would call it on some level. And doing all of that together is fundamentally what transformed my life. And that's the thing. This hasn't just been about weight loss for me. This hasn't just been about, oh, I can, you know, look better on the camera or anything crazy like that. For me, it's about, I had a very dire circumstance when it came to naturally health. You know, it's not good to be that big. But on a more fundamental level, it was affecting my ability to do basic life things. So much so that a big victory this year was simply being able to walk to a grocery store, grab some stuff, carry it back, walk all the way back with it, and then cook a meal and have it, you know, and it'd be a good meal and those kinds of things. Like, all these different basic steps have been such a hard won victory that I'm very grateful to be where I am now. And a lot of this has to do with, at the start, you know, there was so much pressure because I knew the circumstances were dire. I knew I needed to fix things. But the problem is, because it takes time, it's hard to know if it's working right away. There's no immediate feedback that it's like, oh, if you just lived every day like this, you were going to be fine. You know, and the sad thing is that it's not like you live every day like you live the first day. Because in my opinion, what has helped me the most is building a process that I refine over time, building an approach to how I, you know, feed myself, how I take care of myself, how I live my life effectively. And it's basically been a process of building agency and regaining control over things that felt for a long time automatic, entirely out of my control, these drives, these impulses. And a lot of that had to do with a lot of the very important tackling the emotional side, because to me, I wrote this post about, like, why can't I stop eating? And one of the bigger sections in that post was about the emotional eating. And that's something I put out in 2024. And I'm very grateful that I did that. And I am confidently able to say now that I have radically transformed my life to the point that those issues are no longer the same issues I'm dealing with now. Unfortunately, one of the big struggles I had, especially at the start of this year, but even to this day, you know, very little of this goes away entirely, is that I wanted to push myself hard. I wanted to go back to, you know, kind of the old rhythm I had growing up, where it's like, oh, I'm just going to do a lot of exercise because that'll, you know, do everything, whatever. And it's like, diet is fundamental. And unfortunately, I would push myself too hard. I would definitely get to the point where I was in so much pain. And, you know, a certain amount of pain is normal. There, you know, weightlifting is a difficult thing to take on, and there are pains involved with that. But there is a question of, like, what can my body stand at this size or at the higher sizes that I was? And I think I was not being patient enough. I was too interested in proving to myself. I was doing everything I could to hit some target or whatever. And it's like, it was a very strong process of I needed to throw myself into it full tilt so that I felt like I was doing enough. There was a lot of pressure internally about all this, and that continues to this day, but I can certainly say it's a lesson by the fact that I have come so far. I can trust myself more. I no longer worry that, you know, there's going to be this crazy binge out of nowhere, because for a long time I was afraid of starting. I was afraid that any progress I could make could go away basically overnight. And so it was a very hard thing to build that trust with myself by getting better over time. And I will say the thing that had helped me a whole lot in this is that I have always relied on a certain level of flexibility. Now, at the start, there was very little flexibility. At the start, I was like, nope, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to track. I'm going to do whatever. But honestly, for a lot of this year, I have been very flexible with myself, partially because I want to know that I'll be able to maintain these changes across time. And again, I wholeheartedly believe the important part is the skills I have built up in this weight loss journey. And so now if somebody invites me over to, you know, go to a restaurant together, and I'm not letting those moments make me afraid. I am now incorporating these kinds of disruptions. Or, you know, for instance, Christmas just passed and there was a big Christmas dinner that I actually deliberately let myself, you know, go a little loose on, partially because that's like the first time I've let my appetite run wild in this very long journey. But then also because I want to introduce flexibility to teach myself that I can recover from it. Because I noticed one of the most important lessons for me in this time was learning that you can recover from mistakes. And a lot of that had to do with silencing that inner critic that says, oh, you've done this thing, therefore you're bad, therefore you're a horrible person, therefore why you'll never get better. And, you know, all those kind of horrible things in the situation I'm in will definitely feel. It's very easy to be very hard on yourself when you're at your worst. But ironically, in hindsight, because late 2024, early 2025 was the turning point for me, I would actually argue in some ways when I was at my highest, I was actually at my best. I was actually the person who was able to turn that situation around. Whereas like for me now, it's like, no, I just keep going, you know, just keep going. You know, that's nowhere near the same kind of challenge that beginning and starting out when the results aren't coming in, you aren't feeling the same kind of benefits, and people don't see it. You know, when you're, you know, 500 pounds and you lose 20 pounds, is not really going to be a noticeable difference. Of course, you can talk about the scale, you can talk about you're doing better. But for me, because I have been so focused on the different life skills I've been trying to build in this process, it was the kind of thing that the things that gave me those victories early on was when I would make a new recipe. For instance, I made myself either meal prepped beef burritos, those were kind of nice, as well as I also made some eggs Benedict, which was a fancy recipe that I wanted to try making the sauce for and put it together. I mean, that's something I'm not doing regularly, but I am glad that, you know, what I am doing is cooking for myself regularly, which is one of the things I identified it in my post as far as what do I think a healthy relationship with food looks like. And I do think preparing your own food, at least when one is as disconnected as I was, I would definitely say it definitely makes a big difference in building a healthy connection to it. Because by transforming the things that were hurting me, such as my eating habits, such as all these other things, by transforming them into things that I could feel bad about, I was taking on the process that they were things I could feel good about. I was beginning to get excited about, oh, these are the more things I can do. I can like learn new things. I can get better. That's what really excited me about this process, was that by building agency from the ground up, I was setting myself up to have a lot more gratification than just the numbers of the weight loss. And that's basically been the real lesson I have learned in this last year, is that there is way more one can do for themselves than just change their appearance, to be frank. And I'm very happy for the appearance changes, but there's so much more that I am so much more excited about. For instance, I can move around now. You know, walking is a breeze compared to before, and things are so much better. I am back to a weight that I've spent so long being familiar at that I honestly wonder how much better can it get. You know, it's like here I am sitting at 300 pounds, which is the lowest I've been in over a decade, I'm sure. And I'm kind of asking myself, does it get better? Is this the end? Like, is it just going to be cosmetic moving forward? So I'm interested in getting to my ambitious target of 15% body fat, just because that's on the low end of, you know, what's healthy for men. But also it's because I've told a lot of people that's my target, so I'm going to hit it. Now, I don't necessarily know if that's where I should be, you know, for the long term forever. Maybe comfortably above that is fine. But for me, I'm interested in reaching that point so that I can show myself that I do have the skills to get there. That's the part that I am very excited for and really looking forward to pushing further on, is that I am so excited to be at the point where I can say I have gone from as heavy as I was to as lean as I hope to be. Now, I know it's going to take some time. I'm not expecting it to happen in 2026, which is where I can kind of talk about what kinds of things I'm thinking about for the year ahead. But before I get to that, I do want to get into what was, you know, this year, you know, kind of like. And it's hard to kind of describe the day to day, but I'll do my best. I mean, I had already signed up with Zach as my personal trainer. I'm very grateful for his teaching style. He did a phenomenal job. It was nice to have that guidance. It was really nice to have somebody, you know, with a, you know, pretty firm demeanor being like, no, this is what you need to do and this is how it works. And that was very helpful for me because it allowed me to focus on the small set of things that really do make the changes over time. Now, of course, I'm very curious. I like to delve deep into things. So because I had the luxury of time, I definitely took advantage of the fact that I took this on as a learning journey. I didn't just want to change how much I weighed. I was really interested in, I wanted to be really a weight loss expert on some level. I wanted to understand everything I could about this process, and that involved going into different territory. I read a book, Food Politics by Marion Nestle, which I think is phenomenal. Actually, I think everybody should read it before talking about, you know, food and, you know, diet choices and these kinds of things, because it has expanded my understanding of health politics generally, and it was a very fascinating read on that front. But I would also watch a ridiculous amount of YouTube, and I did also read Sumi Singh's book, I believe. And part of this is that I would basically binge watch, and I still binge watch a lot of fitness YouTube to kind of not just listen to what they're saying and take it at face value, but I'm trying to get a taste of like what are the broader ideas out there and kind of absorb and distill them in my own mind and build that understanding piece by piece. And I will say Steve Shaw of Massive Iron has been very, very helpful. He has a great community, but he does regular weekly live streams where he does a Q&A, and he regularly reminds people, hey, there's no stupid questions, you know, come on in and ask a question, even if it asked tons of times before. And I really love that. I really love that he has a very calm, relaxed attitude. Now, he coaches a lot of people, so a lot of people ask questions, and he's not just talking about what he's done in his own life. He's talking about his whole, like, this is what I've seen work for dozens of people. And he has this amazing saying that I really appreciate, which he says the body isn't fragile. Now, maybe I misinterpreted some of that in the early days, but what I think he does a great job at talking about, and he says this himself, is that he thinks when it comes to the muscle building process, but I think weight loss is very similar, he says there is a wide path. There is no one single way somebody needs to do it. And I found that very comforting when I was trying to get started and learn this process. And it was a helpful way for me to remember that the specifics weren't that important. I didn't need to be so self-critical. I could let go of some of my expectations about, oh, everything has to be perfect. No, I was able to better relax thanks to messages like that telling me, no, you know, there's a lot of ways to do this. There's a lot of freedom. You know, there's no one path that someone has to take to lose weight. There's a whole lot that can be done. And so I will definitely say, if you're at all interested in getting strong, which I think most people should want to do, just because the quality of life improvements are phenomenal, I definitely think Steve Shaw's Massive Iron YouTube channel is amazing, as well as Solomon Nelson and Lyle McDonald's. If you're more interested in the nitty-gritty details, which I definitely am, there was a feast of resources available on their channels and websites to get access to really the finer details of these discussions. Lyle McDonald wrote the Rapid Fat Loss Handbook, which I haven't read myself, but I saw him talking about a fair bit. And my big takeaway from it was that you really want a lot of protein for as little calories as possible. He has a specific plan called the protein sparing modified fast. And I think he has a lot of great advice about how to lose weight rapidly, which was certainly what I was interested in at the time. Now, at the same time, because I was given the luxury of time, I certainly did feel a lot of pressure. I certainly felt a need to push those higher numbers as much as I could. And I think in many ways that was really good. I think at least, you know, pushing yourself to attain a certain amount of progress is at least a good way of saying, hey, you know, we're not slipping, we're not backtracking. And I'm very happy to say that I have not reversed course really at all. You know, there were a few moments where it would like kind of lag and that would make me worried and then I would course correct. But there really wasn't any like, oh, I went back up 20 pounds and lost, you know, the will to fight and had to be coached back into trying again. Thankfully, I was pretty determined the entire time. Now, that's not me bragging about like, oh, I am this iron-willed individual. I would honestly say a lot of it had to do with the preparation that went into it. Again, I was lucky enough to have a nice job that allowed me to save up some money for this process. I had really gone a leap of faith as far as hiring a personal trainer and joining this new gym, which is a phenomenal community, and it has helped me in so many different ways. But it's the kind of thing that, like, I also did a lot of work on the emotional side in 2024 and even this year by, you know, reading the book Guilt, Shame, and Anxiety by Peter Bregan, as well as other books I've read in the past that have kind of tackled these issues. And a lot of it really had to do with the fact that I had to deal with a lot of negative self-talk. I was like, how am I ever going to change things if the person I hate the most is me? If I am constantly irritated with myself, if I'm not even on my own side when it comes to this stuff, how am I going to be successful? And so I had to really process a lot of difficult things. And I will say that the hardest part about doing that journey, even before losing all the weight, is it's like nobody sees that. Nobody sees that you've like radically changed all the ways you're holding yourself back, except for the fact that once you start working towards other things, they're like, wow, you're doing really well. And, you know, it was interesting that my trainer even said at one point, he was like, why weren't you able to do this before? And almost kind of a question of like, because I had gotten so well at a certain point. And I guess he was expecting more setbacks of certain kinds. And I think for me, it's just that I had managed to clear the mental and emotional table prior to starting this weight loss journey of this year. That is what has allowed it to be so successful. Now, I'm going to just say this out now. If anyone's listening to this, I don't want you to feel like I'm saying you should wait. You should wait to pick up dieting skills before, you know, your emotional health is entirely in order. Because I'm going to be honest, it's not entirely in order now. You know, I'm not, you know, some kind of Zen, amazing, you know, guru or anything silly like that. I just mean that I think doing that first did yield some benefit in the numbers and how it looks on the chart and these kinds of things. But in truth, you can do all of these things all at once. And that's why even during those times, I was still swimming. I was still trying to work on mobility. Of course, I think finding somebody who actually understood biomechanics was able to help me build that mobility so much faster than I was doing on my own. And so that was kind of a lesson. It's like, maybe I should have reached out for help earlier. But the thing is that when it comes to the emotional side of it and addressing the roots of emotional eating, it's very hard to do because it wasn't just emotional eating. It's also like this wall of numbness that you were like trying to silence the pain or the feelings you're trying not to face. And that's very difficult. That's a very difficult thing to peel back. And, you know, it's interesting because like I thought once I had kind of gotten things out of the way and started losing the weight that, oh, I'd be so much better. Everything, it's smooth sailing from here. I'll just be manic, you know, all the time. And people like wonder what's wrong with me. But no, there are definitely still challenges. And sometimes making progress means things get harder. Sometimes, you know, doing better emotionally means you're now able to contend with bigger emotional issues is how I would describe it. And that's a difficult road. It is definitely very challenging to pull off. And I guess the optimistic take I'm trying to tell you here is that really the most important thing is that you're on your own side. When you are your own enemy, you're only doing the people who, you know, are working against you, you're only doing them credit, you're only helping them out. And the people, you know, around you really do need you to fight for you. And that's something that was a very hard won lesson for me. That was something that I really struggled to see why it was worth investing in myself in any way at all. And I mean, now I am like much more motivated to be better in that area, but it is a very challenging thing to do when you're struggling with different emotional challenges. And I get it. And so I spent a lot of time seeking out sources of inspiration. And it's funny because it got so bad where I was watching so many transformations other people have made. I would see, you know, other people who had lost hundreds of pounds, other people who had honestly, you know, started at higher weights than I have been and had been lower weights than I am now. You know, I saw pretty ridiculous and miraculous transformations, and I started to listen to their stories, hear them talk about how it went. And to me, it was funny because I had done that so much that now I'm going to be honest, weight loss doesn't even seem impressive to me anymore. It's almost something I already take for granted is how I would describe it. But I have a couple of videos from when I started this out. And there is a part of me that said something early 2024. He didn't want me to forget what it was like to be that big. And it's interesting because I kind of already have, like, I'm going to be honest, my mobility gains, you know, the fact that I can move around so easier, the fact that certain things aren't a challenge anymore, I already take that for granted. I have, you know, only lost, you know, 260 pounds and here I am already saying like, no, I still struggle to imagine how hard it was to be that big. I mean, I have memories. I know what it was like, but like, I know day-to-day difficulties have very much faded into the background. But I think what past Gabriel really wanted me to remember, and I think I can say I still do, is that there is way more to it than just the physical size. And I think what I am supposed to remember the most was how hopeless it felt to be that size, not know what to do, not to believe things can change, and to be so closed off from everyone. Because when you build up that shame, it's so easy to hide. And you're not just hiding from others, you're hiding from yourself. And when you get that big, it's hard because, again, it's like, I think it was this kind of like negative feedback loop of I feel worse about myself, and then I would disconnect more, and then that would make me see, you know, there's no reason anyone would want, you know, to be interested in you as a person, you know, these kinds of things. And so by slowly investing in myself, I was able to show myself that I was worth investing in. And that was a difficult process because I think past me wanted me to remember how hard won a victory that really was. And I think that's probably one of the things that is very hard for many people, because I see, again, I've seen many weight loss transformations. I've seen a lot of people talk about it. And where I would disagree with a lot of them is that I think it's very easy for us to turn on that person who turned everything around. I think it's really easy to go to that old photo of the person at their highest and say, oh, you know, that person was so undisciplined, that person was so lazy, that person was so, you know, stupid, or whatever we want to say. And it's ironic because by definition, that is the person that turned things around. By definition, that is the person that current you owes everything to in so many ways. And so it's funny these days now that I'm like doing this, and it's like, it does feel easy. It does feel very simple compared to how it used to. And so that's the thing that's kind of jarring for me at this point. It's like, I have this gratitude towards what me at my highest was capable of doing. And I'll say it's outright humbling. It is absolutely humbling to understand that there was a person who was going through so much, who was able to give so much. And that gives me a certain perspective that I'm like, I need to bring that same energy into things I do now. Past me has kind of cleared the table, made weight loss easier, but there are probably many other things I need to make easier in my own life and in other people's lives. And that's something I am definitely focused on a great deal during this time. And so here we are at the end of the year, and I get to talk about really where I ended up. You know, I lost a lot of weight. I gained a lot of practical skills. So many more things are within reach. I'm doing incredibly well, you know, most of the time. You know, things have been challenging lately, but the truth of the matter really is, it's like I am living an entirely different life than when I started. When I started, so many things were uncertain. So many things were hard to do. So many things were a real barrier for me. Whereas like now I am seeing my options expand. I can honestly say that the lifestyle, you know, benefits of going from 400 pounds to 300 pounds are immense. I can only guess how transformative going from 300 to 200 is going to be. And for me, it's very uncharted territory. I really don't know what I'm in for, but I'm trying to be excited about it. And that's something that's really come to mind, is that it's like, I do need to be more excited for this process, because there's a lot more to this than just what can be seen. And it's like, I'm loving the fact that I can walk places now. I mean, right now it's winter time, so I'm busing more because I don't like being out in the cold. And this winter, definitely because it got so cold so quickly, it kind of caught me by surprise, and it kind of has brought me inside more. But I'm glad that this is going to be the second winter where I actually lose weight. And for the context of my life, that is a huge, you know, victory on its own. So it's the kind of thing that it's like, I've learned to endure some of these disruptions and difficulties way easier than I would in the past. In the past, being basically shut in for most of the winter would have been more catastrophic than it has. And I'd say things are going pretty well. I'm so glad that even early on, even at the start of this year, I would get people stumbling on my website, sending me an email. Hey, I saw your blog and, you know, it sounds like you're doing pretty well. And it's fascinating because, you know, I specifically put these weight loss updates on my personal site to be quiet about it. I didn't really want to broadcast this much at all. I'm glad that it has encouraged me to put myself out there more, share more, and really be seen, because I can say, being as big as I was, being seen is something you're kind of terrified of. And so it's been nice to reach out and have people, you know, connect with it. And I've had a lot of great comments, a lot of great encouragement. I've had questions that have been kind of difficult to answer. I had, you know, a lot of interesting experiences. And what's great about it is that I have been told that, you know, my changes are inspiring. And ironically for me, I guess, you know, this is part of not being grateful enough. But for me, you know, it is kind of this thing. It's like, I still struggle to understand why it's inspiring. And I think that's still a certain amount of numbness I still need to like soothe on some level. So it was nice to share the process, share how I was doing it, what I was thinking, going on those walks where I would do a recording and put that on my blog as a podcast and people listen to it. I mean, more people are listening to that than I really understood. I kind of assumed nobody was listening to, but a couple of people I've talked to have said, oh yeah, I listened to that. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize anyone I actually knew was listening. but no, it's been a really phenomenal journey. It's just that I think there are way more people listening to this and I'm not aware of it. You know, it's like, because I don't do like the analytics and stuff, and not everybody comments or sends an email. So it's weird in the sense that it's like, I think a lot of people know a lot more about me than I think they do. All that aside, sharing has been a good experience. I can definitely say sharing it in process is a challenging thing to do, but it's a fun thing to do because it is so gratifying to be seen for, you know, really pushing ahead and people, you know, finding comfort and inspiration in it. And this was such a big, you know, turning point this year that even in February, early on in this year, I was on Solutions Watch and I was so darn excited. I was supposed to be talking about digital ID and I derailed the second half of the interview to talk about losing weight and getting stronger. And it's funny because I feel, on one hand, I think it was good because somebody said it was the most inspiring Solutions Watch episode they've ever seen. I think it was in the YouTube comments on one of the mirrors. I forget where I saw that exactly, which is high praise, honestly. Solutions Watch is an incredible series on the Corbett Report, and I am astounded to have gotten that praise that early on. You know, it's like, at that point, I'm like, I haven't even really changed, because I'm going to be honest, losing, you know, that first 100 pounds, I didn't notice any real changes. You know, things were still hard. It was still, you know, difficult to do things. It was really the small mobility gains, the ability to cook, those kind of things were really the changes at that time that made a big difference. But it was phenomenal to be on the Corbett Report and talk about the journey, and that expanded, I guess, people's awareness of my situation. And that definitely led to some interesting things, but especially, for instance, the gym I'm at, A Foot Above Fitness, I was featured in their commercial for this year that played at a local movie theater. So not only am I changing, but I am also, you know, being seen in the changing. And so I've been doing this quite publicly for quite some time. And I can say it's definitely intense. I definitely still struggle to talk about how hard it is. But I think I've come such a long way this year when it comes to sharing the bigger picture, because I wrote first a post just explaining the question that I get so often, which is, how did you get so big? And I have that post. I can reference it. I can send it to people when they're curious. But I also did a follow-up to that. I would almost call it the other half of that piece, which is I did a walk with me voice log where I talked about the bigger picture behind the emotional struggles that I've experienced and brought me to this point. And I can definitely say it is astounding to be at the point where I am doing so much better. I do feel honestly victorious over some of the challenges I experienced from very early ages. And so I now am excited to do justice to that past self, me a year ago or 2 years ago at my highest, who was working so hard. I need to work just as hard to do justice for what overcoming this really means. And that's really what animates me. That's really what makes me feel good about what I'm doing. And so I guess since I've been doing this so publicly, I feel like I should share what are the lessons I've really learned. You know, it's like I've learned a lot this year. It's definitely helped me get a whole lot better at many different things. But I'm interested in really sharing, you know, what do you learn doing all this craziness? 400 to 300 was a radical shift, much more radical than 570 to 40. You know, this last 100 pounds has been way more transformative than the first 100 pounds lost, I can definitely say. And that makes me excited. Maybe I can look forward to more changes quicker. And, you know, things are really going to start accelerating now. But in many ways, I have no idea what I'm in for because this is very uncharted territory. I would say one of the not happy lessons starting out was that body changes impact so many different things. For instance, you know, swimming. I have lost so much weight that I have felt like every time I go swimming, I have to like relearn how to swim every, you know, couple of months. Basically, it's the kind of thing that when you lose, you know, 30 or 40 pounds, you're going to feel that in the water. It's hard to do the same stroke as effectively. And so it's the kind of thing that ironically, because I really like swimming, I think I need to spend more time in the pool getting good at these things because, yeah, I'm going to need more practice as I change radically. Unfortunately, on the recovery side, it makes things like the sauna less helpful because you're so insulated. I noticed that as, you know, I started to lose more and more weight, I definitely noticed the benefits of the sauna being much more obvious than when I started out. I remember I would start out, I would go in, and it's like I didn't even feel warm, you know, for like the first 5 minutes. And so it's the kind of thing that the bigger you are, the longer it takes you to heat up. And I'm not sure if it would be advisable to stay in an entire hour when I was at my highest. I never tried, but I'm not sure that would have even been a good idea. So I definitely realized that there's a lot of different things related to carrying so much extra weight. And the insulation in some ways was a benefit because it allowed me to stay warmer when it's cold. But at the same time, it was a downside when you're trying to like enjoy a sauna or things like that. Exercises, I've noticed even when squatting, like squatting feels different at this weight than it did 100 pounds ago. And again, it's like that. I feel like I'm learning all over again every time I lose a significant amount of weight because the body mechanics change. You know, for instance, I'm standing very differently now. When I look at my progress photos, I'm standing very wide stance. My legs are very far apart at my highest. Whereas like now that's really, really narrowed, which I guess is a good thing. I'm pretty sure that's nicer on the joints. But yeah, that's something I definitely notice is that as your body shape changes, so does the body mechanics of really everything you experience. And that's kind of insane. And it's a very, very difficult to experience. And unfortunately, it does come with a lot of extra pain. I think that unfortunately, when you are so heavy, even minor body aches and pains, I think are like enhanced by just the extra fat, you know, pulling on it or dragging on it, depending on what's going on. As I have adjusted and, you know, push forward, the same kinds of extreme pain are no longer as common, and that's something I've definitely noticed. As I've mentioned before, the other lesson I learned was that laying the emotional foundation has made things fall into place so much easier. What I talked about as far as older me having done all the work, it's the kind of thing is I don't think we should turn on our past selves when we make this journey. I think we should appreciate that person who gave us our life back. And that's really something I feel very strongly about. It's the kind of thing that I think it's very easy for people to get into this cycle of shame where it's like, oh, I'm just changing the body. But it's like, I think you do need to change more than just the body to truly thrive in this. And so my experience very much has been I need to be grateful for what I was fighting for back then. I need to have an appreciation for the fact that we have the opportunities we have. And so that's something I'm definitely thinking a lot about. And related to this is that leaving orbit of old comfortable patterns is much harder than I expected, but building momentum does lead to escape velocity. So I had these metaphors for how I would like try to explain it in my blog. And there was a certain point, because for me, it was a big about building trust. It was about, you know, being able to feel like I can overcome the next mistake or the next setback. And so part of this was that there was a point I told my trainer that it's like, I feel like I have hit escape velocity. I feel like I have built enough momentum that I can keep going. And in hindsight, I was right about that. In hindsight, that really was, you know, the point where things started getting better. But I think the difficult part is that I underestimated how hard it is to break free from the old patterns, the old systems. For instance, this winter has been a hell of a callback where it's like, I am feeling very similar things. It's like, I want to retreat. I want to just feast for comfort and these kinds of things where it's like, I'm definitely noticing that the things that you built up as mechanisms to soothe yourself or feel better, man, they come back with a vengeance when things get difficult. That's for darn sure. And so not only is it about building new skills and new habits, but it's also unfortunately turning away from a lot of things that bring a high level of comfort. And that is very challenging, I can definitely say. And the other lesson I learned is that perfection doesn't pay. Damage control is very valuable, smoothing out the slopes. And you know what Steve Shaw says, the body is not fragile. And the way I would say that is that, for instance, if I mess up one day, say I go out and today I, you know, for instance, one of my weaknesses was when I'm on my way to the gym, I like to get these chicken balls at this restaurant. And it's the kind of thing that it's like, yeah, that doesn't really fit in the plan's macros, but it's like, it's the kind of thing that it's like, if I do that once in a while, that's not going to derail everything. I am now regimented enough that that is a, you know, setback that can be absorbed kind of thing. And so to me, damage control has been very much the name of the game because, for instance, I had this awful ear infection that was an extreme amount of pain. And I realized how much I use food to soothe any kind of pain, not just emotional pain, but especially physical pain. And I was realizing that in that situation, the name of the game wasn't being perfect despite everything. I'm not even sure I was capable of that. But since I didn't think I was able to at least mitigate the damage by changing the things I was allowing myself to eat to comfort myself, you know, changing the things I would use for that purpose definitely helped mitigate it instead of saying, oh, I'm gonna order a pizza and have all the food I want, you know, these kinds of things, smoothing out those spikes of either mistakes or setbacks or whatever, and mitigating the damage is absolutely a real victory. And I realized that over and over throughout this year. The other thing I learned is that strength is a huge quality of life enhancement. The first thing I noticed was that as my grip strength started to get better, carrying groceries was suddenly like something that didn't feel like a big deal. And for me, for a long time, carrying anything felt like a pretty huge thing to deal with, basically, because it was hard. It was the kind of thing that once I actually had a decent amount of grip strength back, now doing basic things like errands actually felt, I wouldn't say effortless, because getting me around is still challenging, but way easier than they were before. And so I would say definitely the quality of life enhancements of strength as a whole are huge. Like with so much less weight on my back, going upstairs is easier. Like all these things are definitely transformative, and I definitely feel better in so many different ways. The next lesson I've learned is that community is absolutely a vital resource. I really underestimated how nice it is to be regularly going into a gym where people recognize you, where people say hi and people are like, hey, you've really changed. And it was funny that like midway through this year, people were like, wow, you're totally unrecognizable. You know, somebody who hadn't been there in a couple of weeks or a couple of months even is like, you know, you don't look the same at all. I've been told, you know, even recently that I look like a totally different person. And well, yeah, I do look pretty different than I started the year at. That's for darn sure. And so the thing I learned through this and all the encouragement I got is that way more people are silently cheering you on than you think. I mean, it's funny that people were like, oh, don't be afraid of the go to the gym. Nobody's paying attention anyways. I'm like, that's actually a lie. A lot of people are paying attention. And when they see you doing well, they are very happy for you and definitely cheering you on. And some of them will be kind enough to say it. And so definitely feel comforted by the fact that it's like, there are a lot of people out there that do want to see you do well. We're like complete strangers. It's not like they're, you know, getting something big out of my journey or anything crazy like that. Like, no, there are people who will absolutely root for you. I would say probably anywhere you go, but at least in the right places for sure. And so I am so grateful to have found a place where people are just so wonderfully encouraging and giving in that way. And I didn't really realize how much better that would make me feel. Honestly, I didn't realize how important that was for moving me forward and carrying me through the difficult times of this whole process. And so I definitely want to say is that I don't think there's bonus points for going about it alone. I think any way you can find community of people who are in any way supportive is absolutely worth the investment, especially when you're someone like me who like kind of broke away from everything, was trying to hide from my own life and, you know, anyone in it. And so it's the kind of thing that being able to show myself I can have nice interactions with people in person has been, you know, phenomenal. It's been great. And unfortunately, a kind of related lesson to this is that self-image is really complicated. I actually am starting to believe that your self-image isn't just what you see in yourself. It's also what other people see in you and how they express that and how you express that. It's this more complicated give and take that to me is really daunting, honestly, I can say, because for instance, every couple of weeks, I'll either feel great, but then it's like another couple of weeks, I'll be like, oh, you know, have I even changed at all? You know, it's like, oh, what's the point? You know, it's the kind of thing that it's like the self-image fluctuations are pretty radical. And so I'm very curious to know how that fight goes when I'm fighting to maintain weight. That's really the thing I'm interested in. And, you know, a big lesson in this was that maintaining drive is hard. You know, I think there is on some level a finite amount of energy you can pour into anything, whether it's a cause or your own life. And you need mechanisms of recharging. You need to find inspiration. You need to find, you know, remind yourself why you're doing these things. You need to really give yourself, you know, proper rest, all these things. And I will say that for me, I do think motivation is underrated. I think a lot of people say, oh, motivation isn't important, you need discipline. But I would say motivation is the fuel. You use motivation to build discipline, and then, you know, you can build on that back and forth. And it's like, no, I definitely think you should try to keep motivation as high as you can in whatever ways you can, but also recognize that that motivation and drive is not limitless. You need to constantly work at really using it as best as you can. But I can also say it is great that as I have built skills and gotten better at taking care of myself, that capacity does expand. And that's really a great feeling. It is a great feeling to be able to no longer be entirely confined to a, you know, difficult emotional state and actually be at the point where I actually can, you know, regularly accomplish things that feel very radically different than what I was able to do before, and to push myself in ways that in the past I would have thought required a harshness that it no longer does. That's been a huge victory for me this year. Now that I've learned so much, I definitely have a couple of New Year's resolutions for this year of 2026.
So in this year, I definitely, ironically, want to make my first resolution not about weight loss itself, but I want to be more present and connect with people more. I've realized that the numbness I built up in my life to, you know, avoid shame or avoid, you know, feeling bad about my size or whatever it was, I realized how much that prevents me from really being there with people. I realized how much it prevents me from being a good friend or being a good person to other people. And so I'm realizing that honestly, my top priority this year should be really fixing that, should be really showing myself, you know, who are the people I'm doing this for? Am I just doing this to look great? Or am I doing this so that I can participate in my life and do it in a way that is good for myself and other people? And that's kind of what I talk about, how, you know, self-image is a bit of a give and take. I do think it is important to connect with people and have positive interactions where you can get them. And it's like, I don't think it's something that should be taken for granted. And so that's something that really is at the top of my mind. I realized, yes, I've made progress in losing weight, but I think I need to be a whole lot better at being present with the people around me, because now that's kind of revealed how much of a problem for me that really is. And the way I can describe this is I've gotten so many nice people coming up to me saying, oh, Gabe, you're doing really good, you know, these kinds of things. And in that moment, I am panicking. In that moment, it's like literally I have caught myself the last two times just staring at the person saying, thank you, because it's like I don't even know what else to say. I can't even process that moment fully. And it's like I'm realizing it's because in those moments, I'm so stunned, I'm so taken aback that like people are actually cheering me on. And so it's the kind of thing that it's like, I am really focused on trying to be more present with the people who are around me and with things, and even things I engage with. I want to be more deliberate. I want to spend less time doom scrolling and spending more time deeply engaging. When I read something, I want to actually read it. You know, if I read something, I want to actually give some thoughtful feedback. You know, I'm trying to focus my energy in a way that I think will be more, you know, I want to be more present in all the ways I can be, is really how I want to describe it. Now, of course, weight loss is absolutely still a New Year's resolution. I am absolutely still going to lose weight this year. I am excited to see just how much into the 200s I can get. I am definitely days away from being below 300, and so it'll be exciting to reach the low 200s, and I don't know where that 15% body fat target is. Maybe it is at 200, though that would be pretty optimistic. Maybe it's somewhere closer to 180. So I'll, you know, push as hard as I can to get down to where that is. And that's going to be a pretty radical adventure. I definitely want to continue working on getting stronger. You know, I will say that getting stronger is gratifying. The quality of life enhancements are amazing. And I absolutely got some pretty nice strength accomplishments this year. I was able to do a one plate overhead press. So that's taking a barbell with weights on top of it to be about 135 pounds. And then I lift it over my head. And that's really, you know, been one of my favorite lifts. It's something I've been really focusing on. And getting that to 135 pounds was a really nice accomplishment. And I want to keep going. I want to keep going on that lift as well as my other lifts and getting stronger as best as I can. And so I'll be tracking all of my major lifts. I have a logbook for that now. I've been tracking pretty consistently with my new schedule, and things have been going pretty well. And I'm really excited to see how much stronger I can get in 2026. As well, I think the year 2026 is going to be the year of speed. Already I am jogging on the treadmill, doing tiny bits of sprints here and there to see how quickly I can go. Now, I don't do that for terribly long because I am concerned about the impact, but I am very interested in knowing how fast I can go. And so what makes this year so special is I will be able to bike again in what has been at least, you know, 8 years, so to speak. And so I have missed biking. I remember at my highest, I was afraid that I might never bike again. And so going fast on my bicycle is definitely a very important New Year's resolution this year. And I am very excited to go on that first bike ride. And lastly, my last New Year's resolution is to get better at, honestly, one of the hardest areas that I've been improving on, even from the beginnings when I was working on emotional stuff, is low stimulation activities, drawing, reading, you know, just focusing generally. It's like these kinds of things are things I'm really trying to work on. And it's a challenge. It is a significant fight to calm down, to slow down, to stop scrolling, you know, these kinds of things. And I'm definitely trying to do my best to really do that. And so that's really what I'm looking forward to this year. This is my ambitious plan for the year ahead. I don't have a weight loss target. I am not going to say I need to lose X much pounds, but as long as I am focusing on those things, I'm continuing to lose weight, I am connecting with people, getting stronger, going fast, doing low stimulation activities, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be okay. And I will be taking all of you for the ride. So thank you so much for listening to me. I'm sorry this is a little weird. I would have liked to have done this differently, but it's kind of a rush job. I've been very time crunched to the end of the year right now. I'm hoping I can get this published on the 1st of 2026, but it really does mean the world to me that people are interested in these updates, and I'm very excited to do my best to provide interesting and, you know, deep analysis on everything I've been doing moving forward. And I'll definitely have a lot to say as things really just get better and better. So thank you so much. I hope you have an excellent one.